So this is a picture of flags that were put on the OSU campus to memorialize all of the United States Armed Forces soldiers who have been killed in the War on Terror since it started. And I'm not trying to make a political statement here. I just thought it was an interesting and kind of a unique photographic opportunity. So I tried to take a picture of it. Now, this is actually the second picture I took. The first one was facing the other direction. And I think I took this on, I don't know, let's say a Friday morning. So the previous day would have been, well, the Thursday. Let's just pretend it was a Thursday and Friday. So on a Thursday, I was walking across campus and I saw these flags. And I had my D7100 with its 50 millimeter lens, and I tried to take a picture of these flags. I felt like they deserved a photo, and what they were representing deserved to be respectfully captured in photographic form. But I couldn't figure out a way to do it with that lens on that camera. The field of view was just too tight. I tried going up the stairs on that library or the student union. If you look on the left-hand side, it's kind of got this platform, and I couldn't get a picture that was that did a good job of showing either a single flag with a bunch of context behind it or the whole scene. Nothing was really working. So I decided to come back the next morning on my way to work, and this was about 7:25 in the morning, and I'm biking just across the foreground here, and I stopped. And it was great because there was no students around, and I could get a sense of, or I could try and capture this scene without any other humans. And to me, that felt like it gave the scene a little bit more of a sense of integrity. The problem, though, was even with my D750, which is a full-frame camera, the 50mm lens on that just doesn't give that wide of a field of view. You'll notice the sides of this are cut off, and it's too bad that that happens, because I felt like it still didn't get the picture that this scene deserved. So in that regard, I kind of see this as a, I wouldn't say failure, but a learning opportunity. It you know, when I set out to create this blog almost 5 years ago, I really wanted to explore the world with a 50mm lens. And that's been my constraint ever since, except for maybe one or two pictures. And I'm continually learning how to use that lens to get the pictures I want and to get a meaning across to anyone who views these pictures by way of that constraint. And I don't know how well that worked here with this sea of flags here, but it was another instance in which I found myself challenged by the format, by the 50mm format, and also forcing myself to explore it a little more, using a couple different types of photos, using a couple different days. And if you go down on the blog, you'll see a Google Earth image where I've got an arrow pointing to exactly the place I was standing as I took this photo. And you kind of get a sense that this is a much bigger scene than what you see in the actual picture. And it would have been nice to take this with a wider lens, like a 35 or a 28 or something like that. But as it is, I hope that it's at least interesting to look at. I hope that if you take a meaning away from it, I hope it is meaningful to you in some way. It was certainly a kind of a somber experience to take this photo, and I didn't want to be disrespectful of the flags and the people whose lives you represented. So I hope that this photo works, and however it works for you, maybe that's how I'll consider it a win if it works for you on any level at all. So anyway, I know it's the first photo of the new year. It doesn't exactly represent the new year. It's just a coincidence that it's here on January 3rd, the first weekly 50 photo of 2018. But there you go. So welcome to 2018, and let's, me and you, all of us together, let's make this a good one.